The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's a Thursday afternoon, a hot and steamy Thursday afternoon. Whether you're listening in Tampa, Florida, or Columbus, Ohio, I have the privilege of being your host today, and I welcome you. Welcome to our listeners on WRFD 880 AM and 104.5 FM. And also, again, welcome to our listeners on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM in Tampa, Florida. Thank you. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The Supreme Court is wrapping up their session. They had promised that by the end of the day today, they would hand down their ruling on President Donald Trump's tax returns and other business documents. Two separate cases here. One, a prosecutor in New York has requested access to tax returns to turn them over to a grand jury about hush money to women. And most of you know all the details of that. The president and his attorneys have been fighting that fiercely. The other case was Congress. Democrats in Congress want the president's tax returns turned over to them so they can continue another, well, endless investigation. So here are the results from the two cases handed down today by the Supreme Court, both in 7-2 decisions. Concerning the grand jury and the prosecutor in New York, yes, the president does have to hand over the tax records. Concerning Congress, no. So it's a loss on both cases as far as the president is concerned. And yet, ultimately, it's not a loss. Okay, in the first case, the Supreme Court said, no, the president is not exempt from the prosecutor in New York subpoenaing his tax records to turn over to a grand jury. Well, that could be bad news, except if it is turned over to a grand jury, the results would probably never be public because grand jury proceedings are secret. So we have no idea what's in the tax returns, but even if the grand jury gets them, and it looks like they will in time, it's probably not bad news for the president because, as I said, it would not be public. The other issue, the other case concerning Congress, the Supreme Court just said, no, you can't have the president's tax returns. So I don't think either decision was really bad news for the president. And I don't think either one will have any impact on the election in November. Now, obviously, the Democrats are going to lay hold on both of these. Concerning the grand jury, the Democrats are going to say, why did the president want to hide his business dealings? That's how they will spin it. And, of course, the president will say, well, it's none of your business. That's how he will spin it. Concerning Congress, again, the Democrats in Congress will say, well, if he didn't have anything to hide, he would have turned the records over. So it's obvious he has things to hide from us, and therefore he has things to hide from the American people. So I don't know that either one of these Supreme Court decisions today will have any impact whatsoever on the election. Republicans are going to spin both of them in their way. The Democrats are going to spin them in their way. So what's surprising about that? Now, to the folks listening in Tampa, Florida, please pardon me just for a moment, but a little closed circuit here to our Ohio listeners. Although those of you in Florida might be interested. Columbus, of course, is the capital of the state of Ohio. Governor of Ohio is Republican. The House of Representatives is controlled by the Republicans. The Ohio Senate is controlled by Republicans. So the state house is under the firm control of Republicans here in the state of Ohio. However, the city of Columbus, where the state house sits, is under the control of a far, far left liberal city government. City council, every single member left-wing Democrat. Mayor, far left-wing Democrat. So it makes for some interesting politics, and it has been especially so recently. Everyone in Ohio knows what has happened over the last, actually, 4 weeks. It got bad enough that I would imagine that many of you down in Florida heard about it. We had protests, demonstrations that turned into full-fledged riots here in Columbus, Ohio. And they went on night after night after night. The mayor of Columbus issued a stand-down order to the police and basically said, if they want to break out windows and loot, it's okay, don't bother me. They want to set things on fire. They're just expressing their frustration. Now, I want to make it clear, he didn't use those words, but that was the result. And because of that, hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage all over downtown Columbus. Downtown Columbus was completely immobilized for days and days and days. The major streets in downtown Columbus were closed because of the riots. Now, hey, I believe in peaceful protests. That's a part of America. Being able to peacefully protest is as much American as, well, apple pie. But they, again, they turned into full-fledged riots. On one particular day, a bunch of the rioters defaced much of our state house. Much of our state house. And basically, nothing was done. Well, today, we now know what the damages were just to the state house. The Capitol Square Review and Advisory Board has released an estimate that repairs, cleaning up, will be at least $158,000. And that's just for the State House. There were other state buildings damaged around downtown Columbus, and this estimate of $158,000 does not include any of that. It also does not include the expenses incurred by the Ohio State Highway Patrol or damages on other state property. The Speaker of the House here in Ohio, Larry Householder, who is a good friend of this program, has indicated he is going to do everything he possibly can to bill the city of Columbus. After all, they're the ones that allowed it to happen. So interesting politics all over America. I know those of you in Tampa, I know you've had some interesting political situations as well. Anyway, for our Ohio listeners and those in Florida that are interested, that's the latest. Nearly $160,000 in damage.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I need to issue a little warning to you. You better not criticize communist China, or you could be in the hooskow. Well, yeah, not exact. Well, it could be. Yeah, you may have heard of China's new draconian security law for Hong Kong. Yes, it is now illegal to criticize the communist Chinese government and their handling of demonstrations, protests, opposition in Hong Kong. It is Article 38 of the National Security Law, and it says this. I won't read you the Chinese. Oh, I could. Well, no, I can't. I'll read you the English translation. Listen to this. Again, I'm quoting from Article 38 of the Chinese National Security Law, specifically concerning Hong Kong. Quote, "This law shall apply to offenses under this law committed against the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region from outside the region by a person who is not a permanent resident of the region." Now, can I interpret that for you? It means this law passed by the communist Chinese government applies to everyone in Hong Kong and outside of Hong Kong, and that would include you. Yeah. The Chinese government has made it illegal for anybody on planet Earth to actually criticize the government in Hong Kong or Beijing. Now, how are they going to enforce it? Well, they're obviously not going to come to Tampa, Florida, or Columbus, Ohio, and arrest people and take them back to China and put them into prison. All right. However, it would mean that anybody who criticizes the Hong Kong government or the way the Chinese government in Beijing is handling things in Hong Kong, if anybody criticizes them anywhere on planet Earth, if they ever travel to China or if they ever travel to Hong Kong, they could be arrested and they certainly would face fines and consequences, and for family members as well. You say, well, so what, Bob? What's the big deal? Do you remember when was it the owner or the coach of the Houston Rockets? I can't remember. Criticized Hong Kong or the Chinese government for the way they were handling demonstrators in Hong Kong. Remember that? General Manager, thank you. My engineer, Jeff, is the ultimate sports fan. Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Houston Rockets, was very critical of the way the Chinese were handling protesters and demonstrators. Do you remember the blowback he got? Do you remember he was reprimanded by the NBA? Here was an American general manager of an NBA team criticizing the repression and suppression of free speech and lawful protests, and he was reprimanded severely. Why? Because the NBA has deep, deep, deep financial ties in China. The NBA is incredibly popular in communist China. The NBA makes millions and millions of dollars from TV rights, sale of merchandise, and so forth for NBA teams in China. And so now, if the general manager were to he apologized. He shouldn't have. But now that this law has been passed, and by the way, many NBA teams play in China. They schedule games in China. Exhibition games and so forth. This has been a big, big deal, taking a team to China. NBA players travel to China all the time. Because, again, the money, the money, the money. So let's say the GM of the Houston Rockets has a change of heart and says, you know what, I shouldn't have apologized. What they're doing is terrible. It's horrible. And it's unthinkable what they're doing. So his team travels to either Hong Kong or mainland China. He could be arrested for things that he said on American soil about China. It is going to be fascinating to watch how the NBA handles this. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I predict the NBA is going to quickly kowtow to the repressive, totalitarian, communist Chinese government to make sure that those dollars keep flowing from China to the NBA. So I don't think most people say, well, so what? China passes a law against dissent. What does it have to do with us? It will impact a lot of Americans. And if we really care about freedom and liberty, if we really do, it should concern every one of us. China is not our friend, folks. And they're not the friend of liberty or freedom. Take a look at what they're doing to Christians in China. And the persecution of Christians in China continues to get worse and worse. All right, quick break. We'll return.